Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to take this opportunity to remind you of a very important day, and that is the 16th of July, which is a Tuesday, and that would be Ashura, which is the 10th of Muharram. And this is one of the greatest days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed and manifested His power, His dominance, His authority upon His creation. And I want you to reflect over this point. This is a day in which Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, and at the same time He destroyed Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun. But this is the incredible thing to reflect over, that Allah Azza wa Jal would use the water of the sea as a means of punishment and destruction upon certain people, and the very same water of the sea as a means of mercy upon another type of people. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, He said, فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. When He spoke about Fir'aun and the army of Fir'aun, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, we took out our punishment and destruction upon them, and we caused them to drown in the ocean. Allahu Akbar. That's what happened to Fir'aun and his army. As for Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحَرِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, we took the children of Israel across the ocean with safety and kindness and compassion. What a beautiful word, جَاوَزْنَا. The word جَاوَزْنَا is like someone that is standing on this side of the road and is unable to cross to the other side, and he looks all lost and confused. So you come, take by his hand, and you help him cross the road with safety. And so that's the word, وَجَاوَزْنَا. That's exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal did with Bani Israel. He took care of them with kindness and mercy, and He caused them, or He led them across the ocean. He opened a path for them until they crossed safely, all of them. Subhanallah, this is a day in where Allah displayed His authority, because it is only Allah Azza wa Jal who could take one thing, which is the water of the ocean. He took one thing, and it was a source of destruction and punishment upon a people. And at the same time, and on the same day, that same water was a source of mercy unto other people. The only difference here is how your relationship is with Allah Azza wa Jal, through worshipping and obeying Him and following His commands. The believer that is with Allah, Allah is with him. He looks after him. And those that are against Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal eventually will destroy them and punish them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Musa alayhi salam fasted the day of Ashura as a show of gratitude to Allah. And our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also fasted the day of Ashura as a show of gratitude to Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged and recommended his ummah to fast the 10th day of Muharram, which is Ashura. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us of an incredible virtue, He said, whoever fasts the day of Ashura will have one previous year worth of sins forgiven, completely wiped away. Allahu Akbar. You know what that means? That means if you fast Ashura every single year, then you can possibly meet Allah Azza wa Jal with a clean record, having no sins to your name whatsoever. Brothers and sisters, this is an excellent and a beautiful opportunity for you and I. So fast the day of Ashura and encourage and teach others. For every single person you encourage and you teach him, you will also earn his reward of fasting that day of Ashura. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about fasting the day before, so that we show or we oppose the people of the book. So if you're able to do the 10th, the 9th and the 10th, that'll be great. Or the 10th and the 11th, that'll also serve the same purpose. But if you're unable to do this, then at least do the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, and you'll earn this great reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us all. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us victory and to aid us and to support us. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayhi. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.